This is Fred Goldstein with Health Innovation Media, and I'm here at the Florida Association of ACOs annual conference in Orlando, Florida, and I'm joined by David Pierce, who's with PRM, a part of Milliman. Tell me a little bit, David, about your background, your role, and what Milliman does in this space.
Sure. Appreciate it, Fred. So my name is David Pierce. I'm with the PRM Analytics team at Milliman. So Milliman is the largest independent actuarial consulting firm in the world. So we've been consulting to payers, hospitals, providers for decades now. We have a lot of expertise in this space, and our product group looks to use advanced analytics and all of our strategic consulting abilities to help ACO succeed in the new market.
So, full disclosure, back in the day, I was at an HMO, we used Milliman, you did our actuarial work. Obviously, you have been around for a long time.
Yep.
And actually, that has really changed over time, both the individuals who are using these types of products, as well as the products and data analytics themselves. So for ACOs, what do you see, what are they looking for, and what are you beginning to provide them?
Sure, that's a great question. And so what we view as the challenge with ACOs is when you start taking on risk, you really become almost like a little mini payer. You have to start thinking like a payer. And so we have decades of experience consulting to payers. It can help providers start looking at their business differently. To be successful in value-based care, you have to practice differently. You have to administer differently. And we can help them see that through the analytics and through our products and strategic partnerships.
And so, I think about it from the, what you talked about from the health plan side. They've always worked off these claims data sets. The provider side, obviously, they've got an EMR data set. They've got their billing data. So are you pulling those two together and starting to merge that information to provide them that sort of analytics?
We are, yes, for sure. I mean, that's one of the big challenges right now. Interoperability is not all the way there yet, so we're helping our clients, solve that really complicated challenge. Also, a lot of these ACOs, claims data is new to them as well in terms of, they've always had their medical records, but the billing system and understanding how coding impacts their, quality measures or their risk score adjustments in the year is a real challenge for some of those ACOs. And so we try to help bring all that knowledge that we have from dealing with claims data over the years to get as much value as you can out of that base analytics and then layer on additional analytics using the clinical and EHR data.
And so obviously it's important from a payment perspective or understanding your cost perspective, and as an actuary you're predicting out risk, et cetera. How about, are you doing work in the population health area and things like that as well?
So we are doing work in the population health space. Our tool, the PRM Analytics tool, is really geared towards population health management and analytics. So we use the claims data to help keep track of the value that everyone uses to keep score, the cost
right.
outcomes. That's how everyone keeps score. But we also apply a lot of the actuarial understanding and analysis that we do to help ACOs understand the clinical opportunity and their actuarial risk in their side of their population health management programs.
And I would assume one of the advantages to working with a Milliman is number one, obviously years and years of experience doing actuarial work for the payers, but also you have rather large data sets, I would think, that you can then use to compare up against and say, here's what we're building your risk models off of, et cetera?
Yes, that is true. Milliman is very fortunate that we've been around a long time and we have clients across the country, across the world even. And so we do have large proprietary data sets that we can use to help benchmark ACOs against their peers regionally, nationally. You really drill down to cost service lines to help them understand where they really need to focus their management efforts.
So we have ACOs that are sort of really in the infancy, mm-hmm. and particularly around data and analytics, and then we have some who've gotten very sophisticated.
Yes.
Obviously a broad range of different approaches you have to bring to them. Do you work early stage?
Yes.
As well as late?
Yeah, we do. So we start with some strategic consulting and try to help them understand what does it mean to be an ACO, what are the challenges they're likely going to face, and how to bridge the skill gap that they may have within their organization. And then we start with some benchmarking of the general area, what to expect in your region. And then once they start getting their own data, we kind of walk before you run in terms of the analytics offering that they really need to look at.
And in terms of PRM and the types of analytics you provide, mm-hmm. how far out are you into, say, some of the newer machine learning, big data type approaches?
Sure. So we actually specialize in using advanced machine learning techniques for our predictive modeling. So we're all really focused on trying to help answer the key business questions for ACOs of identifying patients that could be a potential problem for the ACO before they become a problem. So our mm-hmm. approach is all about using machine learning techniques to identify your high-risk members for inpatient admission, ER visits, high-cost events, and so that's really our focus.
And does your PRM platform, obviously it's used by those who are trying to oversee see the entire operation of their ACO. Does it provide, you talk about that individual information that can go out to, say, a care manager or a doctor as well for more real-time type things?
It does. So we first start out looking at the ACO management level and how to give them the appropriate dashboards and information they need to make informed decisions. Now we're more on the operational stage of actually pushing actionable analytics to providers and care managers, really trying to engage them where they are with the patient when they can make the most impact with that patient.
And one of the issues that providers and ACOs have faced, and I've heard this a lot, is I've got 5 EMRs across my network, or even I heard one at 20, you know. So are you able to pull in those data, different data sets and aggregate them?
It is very difficult, actually, but we do that for a lot of our clients who are ready on that sophistication scale you talked about earlier in terms of, you know, they've done the claims-based analytics, they've managed risk for a few years, they have a good understanding of that. We can be that interoperability partner that helps pull in the disparate data sources and congeal them into a unified data set that we can do some really, really interesting work from.
If you were to walk into an ACO today and they're starting, what advice would you give them?
Sure. So that's a great question. You know, I would say, you know, the best analytics in the world are not going to magically solve the ACO challenge. You know, the analytics alone is not going to lower cost, improve quality, those sort of things. So for us, the biggest kind of takeaway is some education in terms of make sure you have a strategy and a plan of at least what are you going to focus on initially. Execute the plan to the best of your ability, measure it, and see is it working or not, and then adjust as you can throughout the year to help generate savings. But really, you have to come at it with both a strategic plan and a, you know, robust analytic provider.
And I think you sort of touched upon it a little bit, and I've heard this mentioned a lot, and really from an actuarial perspective, it sort of is at your core, is this idea of impactability. So there's a lot of data out there, but it really is critical to find what's an impactable element or data.
Yes, that's exactly right. So that's what we focus on with our predictive model, is trying to find the patients and beneficiaries who have the high-risk opportunity of impactable events. And so you don't want to invest all your care management resources in those members who are really severely chronically ill with conditions that you're not going to be able to move the needle on. You want to find those people who, you know, through maybe some disease education, some outreach, you can help better align their use with the healthcare systems and reduce costs. So it is really about making an impact.
And have you gotten to sort of these next stages now where people are bringing in social data and other things as well?
Yes, so we see that a lot, especially with our Medicaid clients, in terms of the social determinants of care, you know, access to reliable transportation, in terms of missing office visits is a big thing. Even things like having an air conditioner unit for COPD patients. You know, if they have the windows open and pollutants are up, you know, they could exacerbate their condition. And so we do pull that in. Sometimes capturing that data is difficult for an ACO, especially ones that are just now starting, because it's not really recorded in the EHR or in the claims data. So we do a lot of work with trying to help ACOs understand how to capture that data and how to make use of it.
Well, that's fantastic. But I think a lot of times people don't recognize just how big an impact what's going on and all those social determinants have on the clinical measures, clinical outcomes, and getting a change in behavior or being able to see a positive outcome. Yeah, you did everything right in the clinic, but they went home.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea of hopefully with the analytic partner that can understand the whole healthcare continuum, is that there's a lot that happens between office visits, between, you know, admissions, that needs to be managed and understood, and that's where the social determinants and clinical data can really make a big difference.
Well, fantastic. I know when you think about it, you really can't do population health. We've talked about the Population Health Alliance and other groups. You can't do it without data. That's the underpinning of it.
Yeah.
So it's great to hear the breadth and depth of services you provide, and thanks so much for being here at Prospect.
Appreciate it, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.